Network.
Okay, I'm going to blitz through your calls. Dave, John, Leo, Richard, Tori, and Nick. We come back in the next segment. Then I got one of the C-Think producers and directors coming on because he's gotten a lot of heat, for myself included, dealing with the C-Think film New World Order that's just a huge success. It's gotten a lot of attention. Top ratings. Record ratings last night for IFC and record downloads. I'm not even supposed to get into that, but it's hundreds of thousands on the on-demand. It dwarfed anything they've ever seen. So obviously, I'll have my new IFC TV show. No. I could have had those kind of things a long time ago, but who knows? I might actually do one. The issue here is that I'm going to keep doing this radio show. That's where we can do everything unedited, uncut, and really get everything out. But they say IFC is the place for always uncut. So they're perfect for me, huh? The point is that there's no doubt we'll knock it out of the park either way you slice it. Aaron, you had some interesting news. You know, hundreds of documents have come out in the last few years, smuggled out of national archives in Europe, where the Bilderberg Group was set up by kind of the Nazi money and the British U.S. money, teaming up to set up world government. They bragged they covertly set up the European Union 50 years before they admitted it. We're already under the North American Union. The public doesn't know we have the secret treaty. People sued and got it. Judicial Watch did. More documents keep coming out. One of our listeners did a great article breaking one of these down, and we've separately vetted that ourselves and checked it so it is accurate. And Etienne Davignon is now giving interviews in the European press, the head of the Bilderberg Group, going, yeah, we really run things. So they've gotten to the point where they're just ready to throw it in everybody's face.
Yeah, and Etienne Davignon admitted they created the euro, you know, what was it, 55 years before or something. And now we have more documents that some of our great Dutch listeners have dug up. A guy named H.R. Nord, known as Mr. Europe, calling for a federation of Europe.
Let's give that writer credit.
It's Jurien Maison, or Jurien Maison. Not sure how to pronounce
it. He's written a lot of great stuff for us. We commend him. So continue with that.
Yeah, he's calling for world government through a European federation only as an intermediate step for world government. You know, they're always attacking the League of Nations. It wasn't strong enough because some national sovereignty remains.
Read the article.
And they're calling for the end of all sovereignty. In a series of pamphlets constructed in the latter days of the German occupation of the European continent for the Dutch De Bonbrekker magazine, Pioneer magazine, one of the founders of the European Parliament, H.R. Nord, nicknamed Mr. Europe, wrote that all European countries should prepare to construct a European federation as a first step in the direction of a world government. When, by the end of 1944, it became clear the Nazis were doomed in their conquest for world domination, with two impatient superpowers waiting in the rings, Nord elaborated on this idea in a three-part series explaining that steps towards a world government should be pursued to rid the world once and for all of a future German aspiration for world domination. And it goes,
but it's Germany at the heart of Europe. Oh, we want this government so we don't dominate, but that's actually what dominates Europe. And that's what the Bilderberg is that nexus of that Germanic empire with the Anglo-American thing that's Germanic to begin with the Rothschilds kind of wrapped around and interbred into the middle of it, a very sickening concoction. But the separate declassified army documents say this, but I've read Shire's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, and scores of other encyclopedic books off mainline documents, but you never see this on the news, that Hitler planned a European Union to govern the planet and then carry out eugenics, and he got the model from the U.S. and England, and they set him up and cut his legs out from under him. It was all a big setup because they wanted to do it with a soft kill mode, but now separate Dutch documents confirm it. But this is mainline history.
Yeah, in the name of Hitler, they're going to burn the power of the German people and then pursue the ultimate plans anyway, world government.
In the name of stopping another Hitler.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But notice that is a systematic, it's like a dark, fourth, fifth dimensional. And by that, I mean the level of thinking is so complex. Philosophy or English they put on like a cube on a ball and pool. You know, the way they do things, and it works so well. to do all of this, to then say we need a European Union because of Hitler, when it was all designed and set up for that. Amazing. Stay there.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to your calls here in just uno momento. But right now, finish up your story about the European Union and what it was really set up to be.
Well, once again, we got exclusive documents from 1945 translated out of Dutch by some of our great listeners.
And yeah, this is an exclusive at Infowars.com.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just another piece of the riddle that national sovereignty can't exist anymore because there's terrible people in the world. So we have to have some, you know, authoritarian union worldwide to control us all. It doesn't make any sense.
So the elite can really start waging war with eugenics on their real target, the people, which the wars have always been, as Orwell wrote, the wars are set up by the elites to suppress their own population. Kim Jong-il gets a reprieve from overthrow with the saber rattling. The West gets to look like good guys, setting themselves up against him. South Korea gets to take more freedoms. See how it works perfectly for them?
Yeah, and they knew the League of Nations wouldn't be strong enough for the desires. They knew the United Nations didn't have the teeth they wanted. But they, by integrating...
Well, they orchestrated both those wars.
Yeah, but they knew it was, you know, one step after another to this takeover, this worldwide takeover. And they're shoveling us into this dictatorship, worldwide dictatorship, first through Europe, then through a greater region. It's in all these articles every time they come up.
And now they admit they want a world government run by them. There's no more denial, but Bloomberg comes out and says, I'm totally insane. There's no Halliburton FEMA camps. Doesn't matter. It's in the New York Times and Houston Chronicle. I'm totally crazy. There was no Secret Service at Bilderberg. We were literal schizophrenics, Aaron, running around just delusionally. Isn't that going to backfire on the media?
Yeah, a year and a half ago, Bilderberg doesn't exist. Now, Davignon and others are admitting they've been planning it since at least 1955.
Why do you think they're going public now? Because we exposed them, and so they're just going to hide in plain view and act like it's no big deal? Or
more or less, yeah. That's a good question. I mean, why?
I mean, you know, first he told the public, oh, there's no ruling elite. There's no corrupt elite. Your police are locally run, and the $14.8 trillion's for your children. And, I mean, now it's just, hey, martial law, if you don't like it, we're going to kill you. I mean, you know, it's just, it's so pathetic. Aaron, once you get into tyranny historically, there's only a few degrees separation until you're in the worst form of tyranny. People don't realize we're now here.
Yeah, and national sovereignty has no place, apparently. According to this guy in 1945, according to Richard Haass.
And what is the mindset of these elites? I'm going to cover this after we take calls. One benefit of poor economic countries, lower CO2 emissions. This is out of the Examiner. And four states adopt no smile policies for driver's license. We linked to this story on InfoWars. They were commenting with the quotes out of 1984 where you weren't supposed to smile because that could be seen as obnoxious.
And now you can't smile on a facial recognition, right?
Yeah, because they want you. Well, they don't tell the slaves in USA Today that we're not getting your proper face scan. But yes, that's it.
It's incredible. Doesn't somebody call it the worldwide straitjacket? For your own good, you can't do anything. You can't have any sovereignty. You know, for the benefit.
And they're trying now to
kill the poor.
In fact, it's somewhere around here. Where did that pamphlet go I had in here that CPS gave one of my employees and tried to steal her 8-year-old? Where is it? Is it here in the stack? I wanted to show that on air sometime. It says yelling at your child, they'll take them. There's no law. There's no. I mean, these people are criminals.
But no smiling either.
And now they're going to turn bureaucrats loose on us on our own land. I just can't handle it. I can't believe, you know, you people think it's fun living in the Soviet Union. It's not going to be fun. Thank you for that great report. Tell folks the headlines so they can read it.
Yeah, the headline again is EP, as in European Parliament founder in 1945, the European Federation, first step towards a world federation. That's Jurien Meyssan. It's on Infowars.com and all the other sites.
Good job. Unbelievable. All right, let's go ahead and go to the calls here. John in Indiana. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex.
Hello.
I'm actually talking to Alex Jones, right?
Come on, bro. I'm just an average guy fighting the New World Order. Go ahead.
All right, I just want to throw a couple things out here. First of all, for all truthers that want to talk to other truthers, get paltalk.com. Oh, I have another phone call. Look for the room, 9/11, Keystone to a Global Police State. Other thing, I want to remind you about the Rainbow Gathering. Last year you did an interview about the pepper ball incident with the police shooting all the hippies with pepper
and
balls.
And I said I wanted to go to the Rainbow Gathering.
Yeah, and I was just wondering if you plan on sending somebody out there, or has it even crossed your mind? I know you got a lot in your mind.
When is that? It's about to happen?
July 1st through the 7th. It'll be somewhere near Taos, New Mexico.
Yeah, that's why I was saying last year I might go, because that's only about 8 hours from where I'm at.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you of it. And I know this is a long shot, but after the gathering, me and my girlfriend were moving to Austin, and I would volunteer to work for you free of charge, brother.
Well, the problem is we don't, and I appreciate that. If you want to write articles or volunteer or spread the word like that, it's just we have a small operation, and we turn down most volunteers because I just can't handle being infiltrated. And that's who they try to put in here. I mean, it's bad. They try to come in here and commit crimes and then say we did it. God, it's a miracle I'm not in prison already. And that's why I've turned out all these great people. Also, I can't respond to everybody's emails. Folks are always getting mags. I don't respond to people's emails or calls. I'm overwhelmed. And I'm not whining. I'm just making that statement. Rob Deuce saying he wants volunteers. Yeah, but see, I kind of pick people myself. I go out and put a nondescript ad in and then find people. But the problem is everybody I end up in Austin interviewing ends up already their listeners. I say we're so big. I mean, really, I've always tried to play down how big we are because I don't like the jealousy flaring up and people going nuts because it becomes destructive. But, I mean, there's no point in covering it up anymore. We're huge, folks. I mean, huge and just exponentially growing. And I'm just thanking my lucky stars every day. Leo in Mass. Leo, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. Yeah, I was the that funny guy who was taken a picture of by your man with the little hat up in Lexington. Anyway, without belaboring the obvious, I think what I'm going to say is in the reign of Captain Kirk and the character that Whoopi Goldberg played, remember that?
I didn't watch a lot of Star Trek Next Generation, but I think I remember she was in the show, yeah.
Yeah, and she was the wise woman.
Wasn't she like a counselor or something?
Yeah.
A fountain of wisdom?
Could you ask your buddies, who you trust to judge, to listen to your show again and count the time that you spend belaboring the obvious? Now, I know you want to get the dumb downers in, too, but those of us who aren't in the dumb downer crowd, which are quite a few of your listeners, would kind of appreciate it if you could just cut it a little bit so that we could get to the meat. Anyway, that's one of the issues. But the really important issue is I think that with the Burmese on, I think what you need to fill in is to have some kind of an older, wiser woman like Nancy Levant or some interesting woman to take up the time in between your show and Burmese's show. And another thing is I want to see a section on all of your sites called In Their Own Words, and so that you could challenge people to make a case and with money involved, put some money some up there with all the documents of these people admitting up front what they're doing. See, people don't believe it, but you put money down on the truth, and they're going to be people chasing it, and then they'll find out it's the truth. You see, this is how to get it through. I think we don't quite understand the methodology. I mean, the problem with methodology is this. I did a road test of a market test of these nice young white people who were helping at a food pantry. And I said, how many of you have heard about the Baxter flu release of live flu to 14, 18 countries, and it was caught in Czechoslovakia, and the ferrets died? Now, this is the bad part. Only one.
Well, they probably thought you were crazy for just being able to talk and say the word pharmaceutical. I mean, people think it's showing off because they have reduced the language down so much. They have brought in Ingsoc, as George Orwell talked about, where you try to talk to your neighbor and they kind of go, you're talking about global systems? You're talking about me being involved in my own destiny? My God, you're some type of radical. All I know how to do is act cool and watch football and get drunk and smoke pot. I have to be a slave. But, hey, your kid's drinking poison fluoride. Can't you wake up? And they're like, no, I can't. So, I mean, you know, it is pretty sick, but go ahead.
There was one person who produces PDA and said, yeah, I read this on a Bloomberg report. And that was the bad part. You know what the horrifying part was? Like you were talking, they didn't question at all. I was totally freaked by it. It was like being in an Alfred Hitchcock horror show. You know, it was the Alfred Hitchcock.
No, I know. I'll say, look, here's local training videos where they're taking the Austin public school kids and training them to report on their parents openly. This is East Germany. And they go, well, their parents might be bad. And I go, yeah, but the state's always worse. You can't. Anytime the state does this, we're in deep trouble. And then they're just like, why don't you like police? And I'm just like, ah, don't you understand, idiot? And now they're going, yeah, we're going to get rid of free speech in America. And people are like, well, it was about time. I hear you and I appreciate your call. I mean, look, they've got the public mesmerized. We got to break them out of their spell. I keep talking about solutions. It's breaking out of your spell. You know, we got rave reviews for the Obama deception. It's the bestseller we've ever had. It's having a huge effect, really funding our operation, really reaching out to people. But I did all get a minority of people saying, I knew all this. Well, the movie isn't for you. It's for people that don't know the left-right paradigm's control and they play us off against each other. It's for people that don't know all this race stuff's meant to play us off against each other. It's for people that don't know the Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg Group and CFR all run the presidents from their own admissions and quotes. And we do have it in their own words. It's for people that don't understand. And it goes through how he's going to betray you and now he has, so the film's even bigger. Obviously, it's not for the choir. Now, we do get into a lot of detailed analysis and a lot of deep stuff here, but I also, this show is successful not because we dumb it down, but because we explain it in a historical perspective and we simplify it and then elaborate. Simplify and then elaborate. Because this is like Chinese to the average American, or it's Greek driving along in their car. They're like, what's he talking about? Corrupt government? I was told that didn't exist in history. You show him that that's all that ever has existed, he's going to get concerned and wake up. Or you take those that go, I know it's bad, but I can't do anything. You teach them that they do have power and can do something. Stay with us. More calls, tons of news straight ahead, and the Seat Thing, folks.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will continue to watch this North Korea situation with the truce of 56 years being broken and a state of war now effectively being in place. Continue to watch the destabilization of Pakistan by design. We will continue to watch all the different activities that are taking place with Israel and Iran, NATO manipulating and trying to start a war with Russia. We are in interesting times. GM says bondholder offer fails, bankruptcy looms. That's the type of news that we have here as the feds take that over with your tax money, $19.4 billion in loans, so GM can move its main principal operations to China and Brazil. And that's on record. They are moving to China and Brazil and will manufacture what the government says. Talk about power. The few GM factories or jobs that stay here will now be dictated by the federal government. I mean, this is the end, my friend, of the free republic, unless we use their attack as a way to wake people up and say no to it. But that's why they want economic implosion, is to terrorize the public into going along with them. I just want to spend 3 or 4 minutes with him, and we got a guest popping in for 10 minutes, then more of your calls. I wanted to bring Jim Newcomer up because he hadn't been on in a few days with us. Gold has been flat at 955, 960 or so the last few days. It's been holding up, though, at that amount. And they're at the very, very tail end of some of that gold Ted got 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago at the 880 level, and he factors that into what he sells it. They're at the very end of some of the francs, some of the sovereigns, some of the other golds going up, but still is the best deal out there in the industry. They still have the silver at the insane price with those Franklin half dollars. I don't know about the Lakotas. I didn't ask him. Jim Newcomer, give us the Midas Resources specials of the day.
Okay, Alex, I'd be glad to. The $20 Liberty, the VF, the private gold pre-33 is at $16.27. The $10, that's the half-ounce coin, is at $7.99. We do have the Lakota silver, but that price had to go up. That's at $20.50 now, or $410 a roll. People have still been calling in buying it. Silver really offers a great opportunity here. The Franklin half-dollars are at $8.80, or $176 a roll.
And to explain to people, that's basically what you buy them for. You're not going to find these anywhere near that the way silver's moved up. Still 880. How long till those run out? Because most of those other deals have run out.
Well, when Ted gets back, he's going to talk to him. I don't know how many he secured at that price, but we did run out of the original. We did have to go out and acquire more. And our costs went up on it fairly significantly, but we're doing our best to hold these prices down so that everybody can get involved. It's important that they do. You talked about the world events and things. This world's about to just explode here, and that's going to put a lot of pressure on the metals. But we do have the sovereigns at $278.90 and the francs at $225.90. If they're exceptional opportunities, they're not going to get any cheaper. So, folks, give us a call here at 800-686-2237. If you have any questions at all, give us a call. We have 25 brokers here, so somebody will be here to answer your questions.
Now, Jim Newcomer, what about the francs and the sovereigns? Am I correct in saying that we're at the very end of those special deals, or is that over too?
We did have to raise the price on those slightly, but Ted's over there in Europe now. He's trying to secure a supply that's going to be able to let us drop the price on it, but we won't know that until he gets back. But we did have to raise it slightly through our current supplier on it.
Yeah, because you're having to buy it. I mean,
absolutely.
So again, how much for the francs? How much for the sovereigns?
Okay, the sovereigns are at $278.90. That's a quarter ounce coin. The francs are at $225.90. That's a fifth ounce coin. That's a
800-686-2237. Great prices. Great prices on gold. Excellent prices. Amazing prices on silver, especially those half dollars. Those silver half dollars. 800-686-2237, and you're selling those Lakotas for $3-4 under what almost everybody else that I've seen is selling them for.
Yep.
So 800-686-2237. Folks, I believe in precious metals, and to me, they're a hedge against inflation. They're a diversification. They're an emergency backup plan. But for people that are heavily invested in the stock market and annuities and all these things that aren't insured, or even the banks, you're really, I think, irresponsible if you don't look strongly at moving part of your assets into silver and gold today, and the place to get it is Midas Resources. That's where I get my precious metals. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Jim Newcomer, thank you so much for spending time with us. Will the brokers be there until midnight tonight?
There will be people here until midnight, yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Yes, sir, to you. That is the chief financial analyst there at Midas Resources. Helps Ted do a lot of his buying. Thank you, Jim Newcomer.
Great day.
You bet. 800-686-2237. I am Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network in association with InfoWars.com. Last caller was telling me to put more shows on. I don't want a radio or TV network, folks. I got Burmis here as my doppelganger apprentice stand-in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, I'm Steve Schenck. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a two-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than three super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
Segment. We've got Andrew Neal, one of the directors and producers of C-Think that made the film New World Order. Now, I don't know how much I can say on air, but it's one of the hottest things, well, I've been told the hottest thing they've ever had at IFC, and we've seen the numbers on that. Very exciting. I knew this would give us a lot of attention, and that's the key, breaking out, getting attention. People say, oh, well, you'll be discredited by this or that. You know, it's a subtle film. I mean, there are kooky people in the alternative media movement because we're not some centralized monolithic mainstream media. We're a billion different flavors. And if people think that, and I go back and forth on this, but overall it's the most positive film done by mainstream media. It will be positive. Andrew and the guys were truthful with me. We said it's not a hit piece, but it's going to be objective. And now talking to them, and I remember, you know, they had folks that they could have made us look like complete lunatics, because I know who's out there. I know what goes on. I mean, if they would have wanted to, They didn't do that. And I know that they tried to make, you know, other people tried to make fair films on Discovery Channel and things, and it got shelved with other filmmakers. So I know how hard it is to get something as fair as what they did on. A little stereotypical, and from my opinion, you know, they did focus on a little bit of the cliches, but some of that's for comic relief. But we do have a lot of cliches in our movement. But at least we're in the arena, we're taking action, we're engaged. And I know a lot, some folks, you know, out there have trouble dealing with that. Some people got confused by what I was saying. I'm saying Bloomberg and the New York Times and Variety and all these publications. The LA Times did a halfway hit piece. But the others came out and implied there is no Bilderberg group. There was no fire alarm pulled by security. There weren't people following us. And there were people following us. Andrew Neil, one of the filmmakers who was in the van with us, can tell you that. And that one of his partners, Davis, was in there when the big cops were coming in saying, let's attack the State Department together. And he'd go, you know, my dad's a detective in Chicago. I know cops when I see them. That's an FBI guy. And I go, yes, I know. It's like telling me that's a duck swimming along in the pond right there. Yes, I know that. But the issue, I was leading the guy along, you know, talking to him. So I get mad at the distortions by the media off of this. And then at the same time, I don't want to blame these filmmakers. I think they've had a lot of courage, and I talked to them. They're getting attacked by the left. How dare you give all these kooks this attention? They're getting attacked by a lot of people right now, but they're also getting huge amounts of attention, and so they've arrived as filmmakers. They've made a lot of other award-winning films, but this one is big. It's going big in the theaters. It's going to go big internationally. It's huge on IFC, so very exciting. And I want to bring up for the next 10 minutes, because he's on a shoot right now, working today in Massachusetts, I want to bring up Andrew Neil. Hey, buddy, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of what you were saying there was really salient to, like, just discussing this film right now. I mean, you know, of course, you know, as you know, probably better than just about anyone else, it's not, you know, it's not fun to get yammered at and yelled at and criticized and that sort of thing. But basically, the most important thing, in my opinion, as a filmmaker right now, is that this film is doing really well and that, you know, this in one month of IFC VOD, it has broken all of their records for documentaries on IFC VOD, and that's 1 month, okay? So that means many, many people are tuning in to watch this film, you know? It's not easy to get attacked sometimes. We're getting it from, we've got, you know, sometimes it feels like a rock in a hard place, you know? We've got the left saying, how dare, you know, you give these people a soapbox and let them say this kind of stuff. You know, I've got the right basically saying the same kind of shit. You know, sorry.
Andrew, family audience.
Oh, sorry, saying the same kind of stuff. And you know, it gets me pretty angry. You know, I'm just like, and because I don't, you know, we tried to make something objective here. You know, and basically what we feel like is we're getting pinched between everybody, and you know, that I think that's kind of gotten on our nerves. I mean, I even got Ron Paul supporters saying this is a hit piece because it connects Ron Paul to 9/11. I mean, everyone, there's so many different agendas out there.
Yeah, well, let's get this clear. Most, America's very mentally ill right now, and there's always problems in society, but we're a very sick society. And just like Mexico or other countries that can't get it together, when I talk to people from Mexico, they say nobody wants anybody to do well. It's a culture of corruption. So anytime, I mean, if you were to find a gold nugget at the Grand Canyon, some old lady would come up and say you were a child molester. You know, they don't like anybody having success, period. You ever gone crab fishing? You got five or six crabs in the bucket? They could team up and climb out together, but if any one tries to get out, the other crab comes over and grabs them. And the American system was always the opposite of that. Now we become like every other backwards, decadent, sickening. It's a nation of spectators that have no respect for themselves. And so they're going to hate anyone who's an achiever. But the good news is it's the record IFC film. The ratings have come in. Huge for last night. All-time record for the people that are watching it on demand. And it's huge. And, you know, they're going to want to do a big series with you guys now.
Basically, for all the stuff. You know,
you're a winner. Listen, they don't like the guy in pole position. So Andrew, you need to learn to enjoy it. Enjoy the jealousy. When somebody's jealous of me, I just get them on and go, you're right. You're so smart. I'm bad. You're the genius. And then everybody sees how arrogant they look. That's the secret. You know, you're doing it for the right reason. You tried to make a fair film. I think you went with a few cliches, but you could have gone even worse. So again, feel good about your big victory.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the one thing that you brought up that I really agree with, Alex. You know, like, I'm not going to get into the list of the kind of stuff that we ran into when we were making this film. I mean, you know, just you can.
You told me some of the footage you've got. It's absolutely. And see, the people are so arrogant, they don't know what making fun of the Patriot movement behind their backs looks like. They don't know what in arrogance looks like on film. They don't know what a favor you did them not showing it.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a few people, you know, that we film with that just blatantly are talking about the amount of time that we spent with them and stuff like that. And that's just, it's unprofessional, childish. You know, the fact of the matter is when you shoot with people who have big egos, you know, and God complex, you know, sometimes they act like babies when they don't get put in the piece, you know, and you know, and that's just kind of slimy and low behavior, and I just think it's unprofessional and kind of silly.
Andrew, the issue is everybody's great, everybody's friends. We just need to realize that we're almost having nuclear war right now with North Korea. They've declared war. They've gotten rid of the armistice. So the state of war for 56 years is back in place. Israel's talking about hitting Iran. Iran has sent battleships out to confront the U.S. fleet hundreds of miles away from their waters. That's Reuters. NATO is encircling Russia. Russia's threatening back. Russia's saying they're worried about nuclear war. China's on high alert. Japan's threatening to attack people. And the decadent American public and Europeans are just descending into total lunacy, with one group denying there's a new world order and other people running around crazy. You said you had groups and people you didn't put in the film who said that I was mind-controlling people with chips in their heads.
I've got people saying that you are controlling my mind with a mind control machine. Okay? and they're saying that this is a propaganda. This is from the other side, right? The other side is
so it's like I'm hold on. I'm Count Dracula, and like I'm saying, come here, Von Helsing. Come here. And it's acting, you're like, oh, you are strong will for one that has only lived one life.
I was talking to your producer.
My cover,
we got
hey,
on.
Blah, blah. Sorry,
I was talking to your producer before we got on the show, and actually, you know, and I'm a little worked up about everything. It's just been too many days, man, of, like, you know, too many opinions. But what he pointed out, and I think he's basically right, you know, is if you make something that gets people this riled up, then you've made something interesting. And in the end, you know, that is what Luke and I were trying to do, was trying to make something interesting, something that's objective, you know, and you're allowed to have your qualms with it about the cliches, and people are allowed to criticize. And that's the other thing I want to say. You know, people are allowed to say they hate it. You know, that's it. That's freedom of speech. You're allowed to say that.
But, Andrews, let me stop you. I want to be clear, and I'm going to let you make your points. I have complex emotions about it. I understand it's like cliches, but because those really are our cliches, I know you were being kind with the stuff you didn't put in it. Now that you've told me what you've got, my God, is it unbelievable. So in a way, I understand, but see, this is the deal. We're not cloistered, you know, monolithic mainstream media. So, of course, if you wanted to go out and pick a bunch of buffoons to represent us, you could have done that. And I don't think you did that to a great extent. You did it to somewhat of, you know, an extent. So I'm not blaming you. The issue is we're on the verge of World War III, so what does it even matter?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know, iron problem today. You know, that's the thing. Like, I think people tend to kind of lose perspective about stuff, you know. And what's so amazing to me is when we set out to make a fair film, we make a film that's really, for all intents and purposes, a verite documentary. Really, I mean, when it comes down to it, that's a behind-the-scenes movie about what it's like to hang out with the activist journalists in your movement. And what's amazing is that people are so stirred up, you know, both in the positive and the negative. And actually, I want to accentuate the positive, too, because actually the film is a total victory right now because of the number of people who are tuning in. IFC's behind it. IFC's excited about it. And people are watching it, and that's the important thing. And actually, for all the weird wacko email stuff, phone calls that we get, we've had people coming up to us and saying, you know what, We read that review or this review. That was a great film. We really enjoyed it. And these are people who don't necessarily agree with everything that you or other people in the film have to say. You know, they're like, I passed those people off before as wackos, and I understand them now more as human beings. And I think that's an important thing, you know. I think that humanity in general would do better to understand why and how people came to believe what they believe, why they believe what they believe. And
well, look, in this media universe with 10 million different frequencies of information and different ideas and different variants and niches, to have a big avant-garde film with top ratings on cable and going to have a huge theatrical release now and huge ratings, that is a positive thing. And overall, as the LA Times said, it shows myself and others as charming. And what's going to happen is people are then going to see the film. They're going to go find out about who we really are. Not saying you distorted it too bad. The point is you have to distort something in 90 minutes because there's so much info. You have to cram it down. And so the very nature of cutting something distorts it from its true continuum. So they're going to find the radio show. They're going to find Infowars.com. They're going to find PrisonPlanet.com. And this is a positive thing. I learned that with real hit pieces, certified hit pieces, like the History Channel thing. That was so over the top one-sided. The mainstream media has so little credibility that actually got us so many new people to wake up. So this is a positive victory, and it's a victory for you. And I happen to know that you guys are struggling filmmakers that have made a few hit films, but have maxed out your credit cards and, you know, literally on the edge of, financial oblivion, and that you barely might even get your money back on this sucker, you know, 3 years in the making. And so hold on. People are jealous. They think that somebody's got a hit, you know, one-time TV film that they're rich. They're not. I hope you guys do become wealthy so you can make more films, but that's not what happened. Again, it's a very, very sick culture. So Andrew, you're just having a lot of success now, so just get used to it.
Well, you know, and the one thing you pointed out there that I think is important is, you know, I'm not saying it's the perfect movie, okay? In fact, in my opinion, most really great films have these little flaws that make them what they are and make them unique, you know? It's an impression. It's just a fleeting 1.5 hours of time, and you can only show so much. And we chose what we chose because we felt it painted an accurate impression of the people we met, you know? And, of course, there's all kinds of stuff that didn't make it in there, and we tried to be moral and fair and good to the people that we chose to show in the film. And really, I think for most people that see this movie, you know, they agree with that. And they see human beings here, not two-dimensional cardboard, cutouts. And that's a good thing. That's what we set out to do. And I basically hope that, in a way, like, despite, you know, me just kind of being a baby about, you know, a lot of controversy, I hope that people just continue arguing and talking and thinking and looking at this movie and hopefully, you know, a dialogue will continue and people will talk about it. That's why I make films. You know what I mean? That's why I make them. And so I hope that continues, you know?
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, in a few weeks, I want to get you and a couple other filmmakers here on the show and the aftermath of all this. The point is, most films on cable or IFC aren't in every major newspaper and in the front page of Variety. They know this film's important. That's why they're attacking your film, trying to give it bad reviews. You've also gotten a lot of good reviews from the actual big film sites and the LA Times. And so you've made a big splash here, and that's hard to do in this huge universe of movies and films and productions. And so I'm just blessed that I was included in it. And you called me up this morning pretty upset about what everybody's saying to you and doing. That's what they do because they have no soul. All they have is the acts they put on, and they're full of a bunch of hot air, and that's why they hate you, is because you've got a soul and they don't have one. So they're a bunch of zombie ringwraiths. You take care, buddy. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Alex, thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. We'll see you. I say have a good weekend because I was about to take off a day or two with my kids. I don't know if I will now with this Korea situation. I'm going to come back, take a few final calls, but first I want to tell you about sponsors that make this show possible. One of them is New Silver Solution. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? I want you to go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and visit their link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new take on silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically proven to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. It is a new technology and has proven to be a formidable weapon against the bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. New silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. See the amazing line of products they have available. The new silver solution is patented and has been extensively tested to prove effectiveness and is a non-toxic to both humans and animals. Click on the link at InfoWars.com to New Silver Solution, or go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is PepperSpray.com. This is the place for your non-lethal self-defense products. The best prices on tasers, stun guns, pepper spray, mace, huge line of products, free shipping on orders above $99. Give them a call, 1-800-908-9988. 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com. Don't think you won't need it. I was talking to Andrew, who's up in New York, where he can't have a gun to defend himself, and I said, why don't you get a taser, buddy? Why don't you call PepperSpray.com? PepperSpray.com or 800-908-9988, 1-800-908-9988. We'll be right back with a few final phone calls. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, but since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy long when it sang good. You know, feeling good was good.
folks. Just another word for nothing left to lose. And when you get that attitude that you're not backing down from tyranny, you are truly free. Okay, let's jam in a few calls here. Who's up next? Richard in Colorado. Then Tori and Nick. I want to at least cram those three in. Richard, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. And, you know, you're going to make a lousy cult leader. You keep telling people to think for themselves, and it's just not going to work, Alex. You gotta stop telling people to think for themselves, because they keep doing that, and they keep finding out their own truth in life, you know. And I just want to say that you remind me of Sun Tzu, I believe his name was, that wrote The Art of War, and Superman. Because
folks, look, actually, that stuff tortures me. Some people get all puffed up and everything. I've been doing this for 14 years, so I'm good at it, and I'm also bad at it. I got a lot of problems. But look, I am good at getting people motivated to take action, but they already innately all had that in them.
But you fight for truth, justice, and the American way, and you use the enemy's weapons against them. You strike where they are weak, and you are strong. You are using their, all right, you aren't that guy, but you're using their techniques and their battle. And I appreciate that, Alex. You've got to keep doing that. I want to remind people, be a fully informed juror. Go to FIJA.org.
That's a big part of the solution. That's why they're trying to create their own little special courts to try their police and stuff now, just like King George III did. Yeah, so the fully informed jury is another way to take our power back.
Exactly. My son, in fact, stopped the police from using their illegal Gestapo tactics on a member of our citizenry here in Denver by standing up on a jury and saying, hold on a second. It's their job to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. And did they trod on this man's constitutional rights in the pursuit of their interest?
And you know why corrupt police hate the word Gestapo? That reminds people that in history, police are dangerous, that police have got to be controlled, just like everything else does. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Talk to you for hours, but I got to get everybody in there. Tori in Idaho, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I actually am a younger guy, 21 years old, and I've grown up playing video games my entire life. And I woke up about a year ago, and in retrospect, a lot of the games that I played were promoting world government and the military and stuff like that. But I actually played a video game just recently called Metal Gear Solid 4, and it actually had a lot of parallels with our current reality. It's about an alternate reality where there is a world government that's controlled by AIs, and those AIs have control over nanomachines that are in every single soldier and every single person, and so that the nanomachines can control all the soldiers and decide whether or not they can fire their guns and so on and so forth.
What's the name of this game?
Metal Gear Solid 4.
Oh, yeah, Metal Gear Solid. I get a lot of emails about that.
Yeah, and it was kind of strange because it wasn't necessarily predictive programming, but it was. Because it was kind of exposing the fact that there's a shadow government and elections are controlled.
But it's also conditioning it. So when you go, oh, Bilderberg Group, and they go, oh, I saw that in a movie. Or, oh, yeah, I saw that in a video game. That's the only problem. Look, I'm out of time. I promise to go to the other caller. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Let's talk to Nick in New York. Take us out of here, Nick. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm just calling, you know, because, you know, I respect everything you do, and I believe, you know, everything that's going on, because a lot of people are evil. And I try to inform my family and friends, and like Andrew said, they trying to say that I'm being brainwashed. But I told them when
well, that's because they're scared of the truth and they're cowering. But in the end, they're going to thank you. They're the ones that are brainwashed. What else are they doing?
They're just telling me, you know, making fun. And I'm telling them when everything hits the fan.
Look, keep it up. Keep being right. Keep being right. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com with the Korea info.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.